Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
They have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend John Bradbury back on the show. John is a nine-year member of our Brain Trust, managing partner of Entrepreneurial Performance Labs, EPL. He's the author of Six Secrets of Startup Success, a book we launched on this show. And he's our good friend John Bradbury. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning. It's always good to be with you.
Good to have you back, as always, John. So one of my favorite topics to talk about is the concept of entrepreneurship. What is an entrepreneur? Who are the entrepreneurs? And I've had this discussion. You and I may have talked about this before. I may have mentioned this once before. I love having this discussion with professors. You know, but I mean, people who are in the ivory towers. And they have these. They have this weird. I mean, I've had so many fun discussions with these guys, and a lot of them think, you know, you can't be an entrepreneur if you're not 9 months away from being a gazelle. You know, if you're starting a business and you're bootstrapping a business on Main Street, and your goal is to never be outside of your, you know, of a 50-mile radius, you can't be an entrepreneur. That's what they say, which is baloney, as you know. You define entrepreneurship, you define being an entrepreneur a whole lot more broad than that. But there is a way to do it, and you guys have come up with that. You perfected this. Talk to us about it.
Well, that's right. We've got, first of all, as you know, as well as anyone, there's a significant trend throughout the world towards entrepreneurial leadership, entrepreneurship, and that enjoys a pretty broad definition. We think of four basic concepts to define entrepreneurial activity. One is, are you creating value? Mm-hmm. Are you attempting to create value? Second is, are you meeting some kind of need, addressing a problem or a need that is significant for people to care about beyond yourself? Third is uncertainty, because there's always going to be conditions of uncertainty, often extreme uncertainty, in an entrepreneurial path. And then fourth, is risk. Are you're undertaking some level of risk in an entrepreneurial role?
For example, I'll give you two examples of family businesses. I've known a person who inherited a business from the family. Now that company creates value, they address a need, but the company is pretty strong, so there wasn't a lot of uncertainty, and there was very, very little. The person who took over the helm of the company didn't have any risk, and so I don't consider them to be an entrepreneur in the classic sense. However, I've seen another story very much like that, where that person who took over the helm took the company to the next level, broke out of some of the paradigms that the founders had, and still keeping the company in the same lane, so to speak, took some risks, had some uncertainty, and I considered that inheritor of a business to be an entrepreneur. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And it may be just a matter of time for your first example, you know, as disruptions happen in the marketplace.
That's right.
At the time, they may think that they're safe, but
no, you're right. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. Some of them aren't here anymore.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So when we think about the fairly broad definition, we're also thinking about leaders who work in a corporate environment, product managers who are launching new products. They're dealing with these same factors, and there are better or worse ways to lead in an entrepreneurial setting. And so I think you and I talked last time about these four factors, not the definitional factors, but these four pillars of effective, healthy growth ventures. One is the founder. One is the market. One is the math, the financial piece, and then the fourth is execution. But we spent most of our time studying founders and owners and entrepreneurs and really getting into the notion of entrepreneurial talent. And, you know, it's been said, if you really want to find out who you are, launch and run a business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly
you know,
right.
It's going to bring out in bold relief your strengths, your gaps. And so we've spent a lot of time looking at those that are effective and those that aren't as effective.
Well, you'll find out how strong your will is. You'll find out whether you can believe in yourself or not. You'll find out what your risk tolerance is when you start a business. We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend John Bradbury after the break. 20 Tail, I'm Jim Blessingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.